866-207-6656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, April 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to invite you to the Antrim County Conservative Union meeting tonight. It'll be 7 o'clock at Torch Lake Township. We're going to have the petition sheets there for people to sign who live in Antrim County to put Ms. Vicky on the ballot for Antrim County Clerk. We're going to be talking about our upcoming Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate shoot-off. We're going to invite the candidates, see how good they are with a shot with a brand new Ruger 22 rifle. We're going to have 25 bowling pins set up with 25 rounds in their magazine and see how many of the 25 for 25 shots they can make. See how good a shot they are. That's going to be the fourth Saturday in July, July 27th. So put that, save that date, put it in the calendar. You'll be in Central Lake with us. We're going to have a pig roast. We're going to have carrot cake. Yes, Grandma Bishop's world famous carrot cake will be there. And we will have all the fixings. And we will even have a chocolate birthday cake for Officer Rick. That's his birthday, July 27th. Want to remind you, too, that tomorrow, 11 o'clock, we're meeting at the Iron Pig. I'll be broadcasting the show live from there tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock, the doors will open. People will start gathering. We're going to have a little luncheon, a little get-together with David Delaney. That's Ian Murphy's attorney. And we will be heading over to the courthouse, I believe, at 1 o'clock to hear arguments about his lawsuit against the health department. And we'll have that for you tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from there. If you'd like to stop in at 11 o'clock, say hi while we do the final hour. Then we're heading over to the courthouse after we have lunch and see what happens with Judge Hunter's courtroom at 1. So you're invited. Come join us. Five Michigan families are asking the United States Supreme Court to hear a case challenging what they say is Michigan's discriminatory Blaine Amendment. The families save funds through the Michigan Education Savings Program, MESP, tax-exempt 529 college program. They want to use the money to help offset the cost of the K-12 private school tuition. Well, the program was primarily set up to pay for college. The parents are claiming it's for the child's education. Their attorney says that Michigan's Blaine, B-L-A-I-N-E amendment, prevents any public dollars from being used for non-public school expenses, including funds from tax-exempt education savings accounts. In three recent cases, the Supreme Court has sought to prevent discrimination against religious schools, said Patrick Wright, Vice President for Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Though written in neutral terms, Michigan's Blaine Amendment cannot be separated from its sordid history. The court needs to strike this amendment down as it is a barrier to school choice, end quote, said Wright. The Mackinac Center and Birch Law filed a petition, a writ of certiorari, asking the high court to clarify the sham neutrality is no silver bullet for requirement that religious families are compared to other similar situation families, jumping through extra hoops, some of them insurmountable, and to act as advocates for public schools' benefits. The plaintiffs, led by Julie Heil and the organization Parents Advocates for Choice in Education Foundation, sued the state and Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2021, arguing that the 1970 state constitutional amendment had anti-religious origins. The plaintiffs repeatedly argued that Proposal C, known as the Blaine Amendment, was a direct violation of their rights. Well, the case went to court September of 2022. Now, this, you have to understand, folks, this is almost 2 years ago when it went before the very first judge, Robert J. Junker. Well, he dismissed the lawsuit in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and later it was affirmed in November. The plaintiffs' attorneys said most Blaine amendments across the country were struck down by the United States Supreme Court in Trinity Lutheran versus Comer, Espinoza versus Montana Department of Revenue, and Carson versus Macon. Three specific U.S. Supreme Court cases that would make the Blaine Amendment, if argued properly in front of the United States Supreme Court, be overturned. Michigan families were unable to reap the benefits of those decisions because of the overly broad and restrictive language contained in the state's amendment. It's imperative that the United States Supreme Court hears this case so that it will prevent decisions, other decisions that are not undone. So they're moving forward and going to take this all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, you're investing money tax-free to go into this fund that has been offered up by and is overseen by the state of Michigan. The basis for it is the education of your child. Question, I guess, before the court, does that education only pertain to college education, secondary education, or primary education, K through 12? Because if it's overturned and the parents are able to use that money, well, I'm sure they're probably going to send their children to a private religious Christian school and use that money to pay the tuition. Why do religious schools have tuition compared to public schools? Most of them, almost all of them, don't take any taxpayer dollars. They're not obligated to follow any of the mandates by the U.S. Department of Education. They can teach their own curriculum. And because they're not taking federal dollars, they're exempt. Well, now the argument is, can they take state dollars? Money that's been invested with the state of Michigan, can those dollars be used in K through 12 education? So we're going to be watching this very, very closely, especially for people who have invested in these 529 programs to educate their children. Were they doing it just to pay for college? Or were they doing it because of the education of their child? I guess that's basically what it's going to come down to. So that is one story that we're following. We have others today lined up for today's show. All of these other types of bills really are in initial stages. different things that are being introduced in Lansing. With the elections coming up a week from tomorrow, one of them will be on April 16th, the other one the following week on April 23rd, which, by the way, 2 weeks from tomorrow, folks, is the filing deadline. We need some people to step up and join us in running for county commissioner. Emmett County, we're still looking for somebody in Resort and Beaver Creek Townships. Two requirements in Emmett County. We still have two seats in Presque Isle County, District 2 and District 3. Now, these are districts that are very close to each other, both of them part of Rogers City. One of them is the people that live east of 23, the other west of 23. The one west of 23 also includes Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers Township. So if you know anybody that lives in those areas of Rogers City, Akiak, Belknap, they need to get a hold of me. Emmett County, Resort, and Bear Creek. We still need people in Sheboygan County as well. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow is the filing deadline. So pretty interesting that we are looking at these deadlines and these particular bills that they are introducing while waiting for the results of the special election to replace the two Democrats. One is going to be replaced in Westland for sure. That's 65% Democrat. That's going to go to a Democrat. But the one that could put us, keep us in gridlock could be the Warren seat. They say they have a good candidate there. They're knocking on doors. They're getting out the vote. They're putting up signs. And they're saying that candidate might have a good chance of winning next Tuesday. If they split, Warren goes Republican, Westland stays Democrat. Well, the 54-54 current division we have in the House goes the 55-55. Gretchen Whitmer will be in trouble the last 2 years of her governorship with a split House. That's why November is so much more important. We'll get into that. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things that people are asking and they don't understand, and I want to make this very, very clear. Positions of county commissioners this election year is different than any other year. This is the first year that they will be elected to four-year terms. You have to understand, they had been every 2 years, just like state reps, just like people in Congress. But the Michigan Association of Counties, MAC, got involved and got the legislators in Lansing to change the election laws. They're going from two-year terms to four-year terms. So why is that so important? If we don't get good people to run, to file 2 weeks from tomorrow by April 23rd at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they don't run for a couple of months, basically May, June, and July. 3 months, you're done because the election's on August 6th. 9 days of early voting starts in July. Early absentee ballots go out the end of June. All you have to do is put up signs, knock on doors, and get the word out. Most of these races come down to signs and talking to people, having people talk to other people, other friends, making them aware of the candidate. They see the signs, that's one thing, but if they get a person that tells them this is who you need to vote for, that carries a lot of weight, a lot of persuasion, because a lot of people who are not politically engaged, not politically involved, I passionately, lovingly call them the sheeple people, just don't have time to listen to the show. They don't know anything about the candidates. They don't even know necessarily who's running. Well, it's our job to tell them. And if you give them these cards and ask them to look at these 11 questions and then talk to 11 of their friends, they could affect the outcome of an August 6th primary. Very low turnout. The big turnout is going to be in November. But August 6th could be relatively small. So this is why we need to get these candidates lined up. I will be talking with people every single day after this show. When I get done at 12 noon, I'm available. We've gotten a few folks already started to file and run. We're helping them design business cards and yard signs. This is not just a radio show. We will work with you as a political consultant. Patriot Communications will work with you and help you design what you need to win. Then it's going to be up to you to knock on doors and to do the work. But if you run and get elected to be a county commissioner, you could have impact at the local level. You could be very much instrumental as a delegate at large within the Republican Party. You can have a huge say as to what goes on with your local county party being an elected official. It's a lot different than just being a precinct delegate. It takes being a precinct delegate and puts it on steroids. What you can do, how much impact you can have in your local community. It's why we have to do this, folks. And to be honest with you, after 12 noon, I would love to just go out and talk to people about advertising on the radio station. Do our business. Basically go around and go to events, help promote and raise money for different counties. But no, we're going to be putting up signs and knocking on doors. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be helping you put up signs and knock on doors. We will recruit volunteers if you need them, if you run. We just need to find people to say, okay, Randy, I'm in. Some positions require 20, 30 signatures from your neighbors. Others, as low as 3 to 10. It doesn't take a whole lot of money to put up signs and cards. We're not talking tens of thousands of dollars, nowhere near that. And there's actually some county parties that will help fund and endorse you. They're raising the money, they can do it. So again, Sheboygan County, 2 in Presque County, 2 in Emmett County. And talking with Mike Patrick up there in Mackinac County, they are all set. We're going to have new county commissioners in Mackinac County. So greatly appreciate the efforts up there. If Mackinac can do it, folks, we can do this in Presque Isle. We can do this in Sheboygan. We can do this in Emmett. We need to get good people elected on August 6th primary. And with most of us being conservative Republican areas, you win the August 6th primary, you're a shoo-in for November. Democrats don't even run in some of these areas. That's it for hour number two. Hour number three, right after the top of the hour news, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting